Okay, the pasuk says, "Mi yitencha ka'achli." If you only give me to be like my brother. Zel bakoshes kneses salakadish borcha zman galus. This is the request that the Yidden have to Hashem in the time of galus. Shebizman shebeisem migdash hayekayim in the time of the beisem migdash when Hashem was revealed. Nikri Yisrael achim lamokim. The Jews were called brothers to Hashem, meaning because they had this real close relationship. Like it says, Leman achai v'doyei. In time of, in order for my brother, my friend, Oksiv achai kach leman beis Hashem alokeinu. In leman beis Hashem alokeinu, kolema emos in nikra achim. One that we called brothers, bizman she beis ha-migdash kayim, in the time of the beis ha-migdash. Because the pasuk says, Leman acha v'rayoi, leman beis Hashem elokeinu. So therefore, the Medrash says, when are we called achim to Hashem? When is the time of the beis hamikdash? Mashenkin, at the time of golus, when there is a level of not feeling alokus, so then we're not on the level of brothers. Now, therefore, the Yidden ask now, miyitencha ka'ochli. Can you now? We're asking Hashem, can you be like a brother to us now also? The kruvim show you beis hamikdash. The kruvim on top of the oren. In English, it's called the cherubim, I believe. It says ufneim ishalochiv. They look towards each other. V'nixiv asis shnayim kruvim. The pasuk says, in fact, in today's chitas, you should make two kruvim. Kruv echad mikatzem mizeh. One kruv on this side. One kruv on this side, facing each other. What's the whole concept of kruvim? Yovin al pi my mazal. Haino pnei kruv, haino pnei adam. Afir braviver v'apizutra. It says like this: the kruvim look like babies. There's a big face and there's a little face. Okay. So what is inyan a kruvim? Images of people: one big face, one little face. It says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, on the throne of Elokus is a vision of a person. How can you say there's a person on top of the throne of the Merkava when Hashem doesn't have any images? So what does it mean, b'chlal, this whole concept of Adam and big faces and little faces and so on? The Inyan is like this. Shatayda nikras Adam. Tayda is called Adam. Why? They can say, Zay Satayda Adam. The pasuk says, at the beginning of Chukah, Zay Satayda Adam ki yomiz ba'el. This simply means, these are the dinim. If a guy dies in a tent, you know, the various laws of Tumah. But the pasuk says, Zay Satayda Adam. Meaning, Adam is called Tayda. What does it mean? What do you mean that Tayra is called Adam? It says, it says in the Medrash, all of Tayra as a name, every word in Tayra is a name of Hashem. Or Bezeir Nikra as his fetus. In Zayir it's called, the ten spheres are called the Raza Dishmekadisha, the secret of the holy name. In other words, Tera is the names of Hashem, and the Adam is the names of Hashem, the ten spheres. A name like Avraham or Yaakov, Are Ainz and Nagel Muhusi Vatsmusi. The name somebody has Avram, he doesn't say Yitzchak, interesting. He says Avram and Yaakov. He doesn't, the name has nothing to do with the essence of the person. Shatzmusei Mehusei Shalad, and what is the essence of the person? Seichel and Midas Shalei. Okay? The Seichel and the Midas. Shem Shayochem Begam Shubifnei Atzmei. That exists if the person doesn't have a name. A name is not needed when you're all by yourself. A name is only the external level of the person. That through a name, you're identified, either somebody calls you, you come to them, or somebody can identify you from a crowd. So name has nothing to do with the essence of the person. If you're all alone, you don't need a name. What is the purpose of a name? The way you interact with others. Either they call you and you reply, or to call to speak about you, to identifying somebody else. So therefore, name has nothing to do with the essence of the person. Therefore, kach legabe ha'insa, baruch ha'afilu, choch mi'ilo. Ve'insa, rechleimem midas al-yenes. Therefore, when you speak about the Zohar, says that the 10 Sfiras are the 10 names of Hashem. That means it has no connection at all to the essence of the name, of the person. Just like a name, a person's name, has nothing to do with its essence, then the 10 Sfiras of Atzilus, whatever, which are the names of Hashem, the Zohar says, they have nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem is infinitely greater than the level of Chochmah, which is Radish Makadisha, is only Ha'ara Ba'almashin in the Gelat, is only a slight external revelation. What? First of all, my purpose is to mix people up and confuse them. That's my purpose. Or, as other people say, a lot of rabbis have a purpose to make people's life miserable. You can't do this, you can't do that. That's my purpose. So it's not bad. Secondly, it's not at all a contradiction. The name of the person, and like everything said, Malchus is the lowest, but nevertheless, it's connected to the essence. But it's the lowest. A name of a person has nothing to do with the essence of the person. Again, you yourself, if all by yourself, you don't need a name. Nevertheless, even though name is lower in that respect, but only through the name do you get the entire person. You get the essence. In other words, Chassidus explains like this. There's Or, which is light, and there's name, shame. Both are revelations of the person. Okay? Like a mayor, through the name of a person, would see the personality of a person. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem at the burning bush, what's your name? So the Pasuk says, he said, Ayashayah. But the Medrash says that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know my name? It depends what I do. When I do chesed, I'm called Kel. When I do punishment, I'm called Elokim. Again, what is that referring to? The way Hashem is identifying with world. When Hashem identifies with world, so then Hashem has a name. Because again, name is not me yourself, the way I identify with you. You want to call me, talk about me. So how am I have a relationship to you, so to speak? It's through a name. So, name is really not the person. You can't, if I know your name, I don't know who you are. Light, sunlight on the other hand, when you look outside right now, I don't see the sun, but I know it's sunlight. Right, I don't see the sun, the sun's all the way up there. I see sunlight. That means light reveals what the source is. When you see light, you know what the source is. A name, you don't know what your source is. Okay? So, or it has an advantage that you know the source. It reveals the source. Name doesn't. Correct? But only through a name do you get the essence. Light doesn't get you the essence. Light reveals the essence, but it doesn't get you the essence. I don't get the sun by the light. I only get the light, not the sun. Name, if you call the person, like we said, many, they're not teenagers, they come to you. So you can draw the essence. So there's an advantage of light and there's an advantage of name. So from one side, name is lower than light. It doesn't reveal the source. From the opposite side, though, a name gets you the essence and light doesn't. So when you say name is the lowest, yet the whole, again, what's the name? The way the neshama identifies with the body. The name is of the neshama, right? That's why the parents have a prophecy that they see what is the lifeline from the neshama to the body that's in the name. If your name is Yaakov and his name is Avram, so your neshama's connection to the body is through the letters Yud, Ayin, Kuv, Beis. It is Aleph, Beis, Resh, Hey, Mem. This is whatever the letters may be. So, shame, name, is the connection between the neshama and the body. That means the neshama functions in the body through the name. But it's not the essence of the person. It's not a contradiction. It's not the person, but it gets the person. So he says, Kach l'gabi ein tzav baruch, the same thing by Hashem. Afilu chochmi lov ein tzav mid eina erech klal musi vats musi is baruch. There's no connection whatsoever to Hashem. Shemahu sivats musi is baruch merum and mumisnasi migedr b'chinus chochmi v'savas. Right? It's infinitely greater than creation. Like it says, as the Sfidus is called the Raza Dishmekari, which is only a Ha'ara Ba'alma Sheinir Gel Atmos. With the 10 Sfidus, yeah, the 10 Sfidus, even by a person, the 10 powers of the soul, is a limited form of the soul, the way the soul is functioning in the body, or the way Alokus is functioning in creation. Hashem created the world with 10 utterances because there's 10 Sfidus, the way Hashem interacts with the world. It says, Avaya b'chochma yosed eres. The supposed it says, Hashem, yudke vavke is in chochma. What does that mean? Shagili ha'ara zu shebechina shem avaya. This revelation of yudke vavke, which is ani avaya hu shmi. Hashem says, yudke vavke is my name. That's the level of chochma. Vayidea chochma nimshuch erin sov b'baruch hu b'chot ha'sfidus. Therefore, Chochma is called Adam. Why? Just like Chochma, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, is the beginning of where the soul reveals itself in the body. And that is the level of Shmi. So therefore, Yudke Vavke, meaning the way Hashem is a creator, Yudke Vavke means Mahava, a name of Hashem. It's still a name. It's not Anechi. It's not Ato. So that name is called Adam. Nikra Adam Arishin is called Adam Arishin, like it says in the Zohar, Nikra Adam Kadma. The first person, Kireishis Chachma Ksiv. Okay, because Chachma begins in the left, because Chachma is the beginning of the Sfidus. But that's not the essence of Elokus. That's what Elokus is already dealing, Avaya B'Chachma. The way Avaya comes into the level of Chochma. But that's a name. Why is Havaya in the level of Chochma? Because Havaya is the essential name of Hashem, unlike Elokim and all the others. And Chochma is a level of Bittul, complete Bittul. So therefore, which level of the person can the name Yudke Vavke reveal itself, the name reveal itself in the level of Bittul? But it's one of the 10 spheres.
How come it cannot affect that?
Huh?
Can Chochma affect that?
If you have no Chochma, you don't have any Das. In order to have Das, you need Chochma and Bina, and then you apply yourself to the subject matter, then you have Das. Das of what? If you have no Seichel, if you have Chochma and Bina, what are you Dasing? Can you have Das without Chochma and Bina? No. What is Das? Das is binding the Chochma and Bina to the becoming one with it.
Can it
affect Das?
Yes. I'm asking a different. I know it's a link between Midot and Chochma.
No.
Can it affect that?
Can Chochma affect that? What does that mean? Explain.
Where is that coming from?
Where does Chachma come? Where does Chachma come from? Okay. By the way, even the Shamas and Zed of Behema are also have Das to a certain extent. You become Bar Mitzvah because you have a little bit of Das,
right,
but not Das in Elokus. Moshe Rabbeinu feeds, internalizing, feeds Das of Emunah higher than Seichel. Chochma cannot, Seichel cannot affect what? Sometimes, if anything, Seichel gets in the way of Das. You can't bind yourself to Elokus if you're full of yourself. That's it, man. Okay, Kiura Derech Moshe is Pashas from Shachos Erva Chayis Min Neshama Beguf. It's like the marshal of the manifestation and spreading out of the Chayis of the Neshama in the body. Shegili Klolus HaChayis Hanim Shechmiyan Neshama. The initial life of the Neshama that comes into the body, yeah? That's Meir Umislabish B'meichan Shibirosh. First comes into the head. Where does the Neshama come into? Al-Rebbe says this in Tanya at the end. And the level of the neshama in the body comes into the level of chokhmah. And from chokhmah, it spreads out all over the body. Then through mechin comes the limb, the revelation to all limbs. Based on the level, meaning like this. The neshama's revelation in the body, its home, so to speak, its seat is in the brain. Then from there, it spreads out that the eyes see and the hands write and the foot walks and the heart pumps blood. It starts in the head and then it spreads itself out to the rest of the keichet. I'm talking about the neshama, the nefshulikis. Starts in the head and then it spreads itself out to all the keiches. Nimsa meichen em klolos achaye shalodim. So therefore, seichel, chochma, is the general life of the person, dresses itself into chochma. And then from chochma, it goes into the rest of the body. Just like it is like that, the neshama in the body, kachu derech moshe lemaila, shegili klodus or me'enso baruchu, that this revelation of alukus into worlds, nimshach mislabish b'chochma, v'ideya chochma, nimshach mislabish b'chol tesfiris. Okay? So in other words, like this, just like by a person, the neshama reveals itself in the seichel, in the chochma, and then from there goes to the body. Hashem in the world reveals himself in chochma first. Which is, by the way, Torah, chochma seishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the concept of Adam. Adam represents chochma. So therefore, he asked before, why is Torah called Zeisa Teira Adam? Why is Teira called Adam? Because Teira is the place where Hashem reveals himself, and where does the Nisham reveal itself? And the person is in the level of Chokh. Okay. Balkein, Arais, and Mechokhma Nafkas. Therefore, Teira, which is the level of Chokhma, is called Adam. And therefore, skip the parentheses. Teda is bound with Hashem. Why? Because Teda is where the place that Hashem dresses himself into. By the way, this level of Teda is not the essence of Teda. Just like the 10 spheres are not the essence of Hashem. They're the names of Hashem. The way Hashem deals with the world. When Hashem in Teda comes into level of Chochma Sateda, Teda, which is Chachma, then Elokus becomes one with Teda. Right? In Teda, which is higher than Chachma, then there's no, it's one. Yes, sir. Hine b'chinas Adam Zeh is called Adam HaGadol, the great man, Apir Avirav, and the big level of the big face, Ki chach mila is a b'chinas ein sof like it says, Ulisfunase ein cheke, there's no end to Hashem's wisdom. Okay, so he says like this. Taira is called the big face of Hashem, because Taira is where Hashem is revealing himself initially in the world in Taira. So that's the big level of Elokus, and therefore it's called, remember he said before, there's the big face and the little face. On the Arin, which represents Taira, what was in the Arin? The Luchas. And Dapa the Luchas were the Keruvim, which had the faces. Yeah? Big face, little face, male, female, the various different things of the Keruvim. So, where did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Mibein Shnei HaKeruvim. But that's the way Elokus is already coming down to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. The way Elokus is coming into the Arein, which is the level of Teira. That's that level of Elokus. But he says, Arzel HaTeira Kamei Shi Lamayla. That's Teira the way it is in Chochma Vatsilas. Or daily as Sam Shoch Vachinus Chochma Ilah, to come into Bria, which is our Teira, because the Talmud is Bria, Gemara is Bria, then it has to be Ayidei Tzimtzum. Because obviously in Atzilus, which is Eitzel, Batel, Tashem, Eitzel, Lokus, so Hashem can have a great revelation. Now it has to come into Bria. So remember, we learned you need a parsa, you need the curtain that breaks, that separates the two, you need the level of Tzimtzum. And therefore, what does the Pasuk say? V'zeh shamer azal, Tzimtzum shchinasi bin badi arim. The Gemara says, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, from the two, through the two Kruvim. Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Okay, so what does that mean? Obviously, it's not physical. Hashem had to limit himself in the space, spiritually speaking, between the two Kruvim. Had to limit himself, because where did he speak from between the two Kruvim? That means the voice, which is so infinite, now, in order to come down into Moshe Rabbeinu, into the world, it had to have a Tzimtzum. So then it becomes, it's called the small face, because now it's a greater limitation. What?
But Hashem talked to Moshe Rabbeinu before the Kruvim.
Yeah.
So, how come all of a sudden?
But once he made the Kruvim, that's where he spoke to him from. Because in order to have the Shekhinah in the world, it had to be a Migdash, Mishkan, to hold the Shekhinah. But then had to limit it, but only by limiting it in the Mishkan do you have the revelation. If you don't limit it, you don't have any. Like we said, you could be by Niagara Falls. You have 1 million gallons of water. If you don't have a cup, you're not going to get a drink. What? Yeah.
So we have two Kruvim here. We have the Kohen. We have Moshe. And Hashem is talking to
Hashem's Moshe. Hashem's Moshe. Who did he speak to? To Moshe Rabbeinu.
There's no Moshe here.
What do you mean there's no? That's, he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the, through the two Kruvim.
After Moshe, after we have
the Mishkan.
Mishkan.
Yeah. But that was right after Matan Torah. No.
There was
Kruvim. Yeah.
And there is a Kohen talking.
But there was still a Moshe Rabbeinu. Every generation had a Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, but